In this week's parsha, we have the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. On the second day of Pesach, we are commanded to bring the Omer offering to the Beis HaMikdash, and we have a mitzvah to count 49 days from that day until Shavuos. So what does the actual word Omer mean? Measurement, as the Pasuk says, Va'omer asir se'efahu, a tenth of an efah. So usually, any carbon is defined by its essence. A sin offering is called a chatas. A thanksgiving offering is called a toida. Why is this offering defined by its measurement? So I saw a beautiful idea from the Sefer Be'er Yosef. He says, there's one other time where we find the word Omer used in the Torah, and that is with regard to the man that the Yidden received in the desert. In Parshas Beshalach, the Torah states that the Yidden were commanded to gather the man Omer la'gulgolos, one Omer per person. So what's the connection between the carbon Omer brought on Pesach and the Omer of the man? The Be'er Yosef explains that during the time that the Yidden were in the Midbar, they were an easy street. They didn't have to exert any effort in order to attain their sustenance. The man came directly from heaven, without any human effort. However, after they left the Midbar, when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, the man stopped, and they were required to earn their livelihood through physical effort. But this posed a great danger. When a person sees his toiling bear fruit, there's the risk that his reliance on Hashem will weaken, and he will say, "Koichi va'oitzim yadi, asa li esachayil hazeh." He will attribute his success to his own hard work. So in order to prevent this from happening, the Torah gave us the mitzvah of the Omer. So we offer the first produce of the season to Hashem, acknowledging that only He is the source of our sustenance, and not our own physical effort. And now we understand the connection between the Omer of the Midbar and the Omer of the new crop. When Hashem provided us with food in the desert, it was clear that it was He who was our only source of our livelihood. Likewise today, we acknowledge that it is Hashem that provides panasa to every single person. The only difference is that now we no longer merit to experience open miracles, and therefore we have to exert a measure of physical effort in order to attain our panasa. Therefore, the more a person believes that panasa is min Hashemayim, the less ishtadlus they will have to do. The person that personified this notion more than anyone in Jewish history was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas, the Pasuk says, "Vesafta deganecha, you shall gather your grain, go to work, earn a livelihood." The Gemara asks, we find the contradiction. Another Pasuk says, "Layomush sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha, day and night you shall immerse in Torah study." So how do we reconcile these two psukim? Rabbi Shmuel says, "Hanek behem minak derech eretz." Conduct yourself the way the rest of the world does. Go to work. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Efshar Adam Chayrish B'Shas Charisha, V'Koytze B'Shas Katsira. Is it possible that a person plows in the plowing season and harvests in the harvest season? Torah Matehe Aleha. If a person is constantly doing business, when will he have time to learn? So rather, stay in Koil and don't go to work. This seems to be a monumental machlaikas. So what is the correct approach? Amar Abaya, Harba Asu K'Rabbi Yishmael V'Alsa B'Yodan. Many have acted in accordance to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel and combined working for a living and learning Torah, and they were successful in juggling both work and Torah. However, K'Rabbi Shimon V'Loi Alsa B'Yodan. Many have tried to act as Rabbi Shimon suggested and were not successful. They were ultimately forced to abandon their Torah study altogether. So why did it work out for Rabbi Shimon and not for the masses? And the answer is very powerful. Because Reb Shimon was ready to be Moise Nefesh for Torah. He was content with subsisting on boxer and water, because he truly believed that Parnas is decreed from heaven. Therefore, Hashem performed a miracle on his behalf. However, everyone else, it's true that they went to Koil every day to learn. But on the way home, they checked their mailbox to see if their next stimulus check has arrived. Reb Shimon lived his life with unwavering emunah and betachen. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos relates a story. Kishenechnesu Rabbeinu LeKerem BeYavna. The Tanaim were gathered in Yavna and had a discussion concerning the upcoming generations of Klal Yisrael. They foresaw a very dark and distressing future. They predicted a world without Torah and mitzvahs. The Tanaim declared, "Asida Torah shetishtakech miYisrael." There's no way around it. There will come a time when Torah will be forgotten from Klal Yisrael and people will give up on learning Torah. The great tzaddikim of that time foresaw Yidden and Galus and all the tzaras that will prevail throughout the years, and therefore said, it will be impossible for the Yidden to still be committed to Torah. At that point, Reb Shimon bar Yochai stood up and he banged on the table. Chas v'shalom shetishtakech Torah Mi'Yisrael. That will never happen. It is written, Ki loy sishakach mipizarei. Torah will never be forsaken. Torah will never be forgotten. As hard as the galus will be, and as much exposure as Yidden will have to the general population, Limud HaTorah will always prevail. Klal Yisrael will persevere. We will always have yeshivas, and dedicated rabbeim will continuously teach Torah to Talmidim. This is the simcha of Lag BaOmer. We live with the promise of Reb Shimon. For the last few years, we witnessed the difficulties and hardships that the world was going through, something the world has not witnessed in over a century. And Klal Yisrael in particular, when our shuls were shuttered, there were no boys' schools, no yeshivas for our bacharim, no schools for our girls. The Tanaim in Yavna were surely predicting our times. Even though there was no Beis Medrash, Torah did not stop, despite all the obstacles and distractions. We learned online, we learned on the phone, on porches, on Zoom, every which way. And that is only due to the power and conviction of Reb Shimon bar Yochai that gave us the strength to continue to learn and to keep the koich of Torah alive. Therefore, it is no wonder why we feel the incredible power and the impact of this great day. We live with the words of Reb Shimon, Ki loy sishakach mipizarei. And it is through his belief in us that we can continue learning Torah and teach Torah to the next generation. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.